Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. I want to continue talking about this important topic of prayer and fasting, and specifically look at fasting and how the Bible calls us to fast and explains this as we're supposed to follow Yeshua. In our previous teaching, we spoke about not getting distracted by the world's ways and the enemy's ways, and the biggest distraction we have today is food. But when we look specifically at what the Bible calls us to do and how it calls us to, and not just how, but why it calls us to do it, we have to understand the importance of praying and fasting together at the same time. And we look at Matthew, and in Matthew chapter 6, it talks about praying and fasting. And Yeshua says in this book, when you pray, often, when you pray. He's not leaving any question that we should, if we pray. He's telling us that we should pray, and he's explaining this is how to pray. Well, then he goes in Matthew 6:16-18, and says, and when you fast. And then he goes on to explain about not looking gloomy like the hypocrites, or making a big show out of this, and doing this not publicly but in secret, that Yahweh will see you and not the world. But I want to bring your focus to, it says, when you fast, not if you fast. This is what it comes down to. Yahshua, the one they call Jesus, our Messiah, spent the majority of time praying to the Father. And while he did that, he was in a fasting mode, fasting and praying. We are to be followers of him and his sheep and mimic him. And he gives us his guidelines and instructions and expects his followers to fast at the right time in the right place. And that is while you're in prayer. That's what he expects for us. And it's the most humbling thing we can do to separate ourselves from the physical that gets so tempted in the world today. And, you know, a lot of people think that Yahweh is the one that humbles us. No, he teaches us about humility, and it's us that'll humble ourselves through doing these acts that he showed us how to do them. It says in Psalm 35:13, yet when they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting when my prayers returned unanswered. This, again, explains the incompleteness of praying without fasting. Many prayers aren't answered, especially not completely. But when you fast and pray at the same time, you have that much better communication with our wonderful Creator. And many of you might not have ever done this before. This might be a new experience for you, whether you've been a believer or a Christian for many, many years, or this is your first time hearing this, or you've been doing this for many, many years of fasting and praying. We have to step up our game when it comes to how we come to our Creator. Ezra 8:21 says, and nay, there by the Avaha Canal, I gave orders for all of us to fast and humble ourselves before our Creator. We prayed that he would give us a safe journey and protect us, our children, and our goods as we traveled. You understand, the opposite of humility is pride. And pride is everything that the enemy wants us to be attached to. Pride is everything in the physical. There's no better way to humble yourself and detach yourself from the physical things of this world and to rely on the spiritual things of Yahweh than ceasing from food. And that's why we always see Job saying, I esteem his words more than my necessary food. And that word necessary meant everything, because without that word necessary, there's no significance to that scripture. So our Creator wants us to humble ourselves. Remember, it's not him that humbles us. He wants us to humble ourselves. He teaches us about humility. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves, and they pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. And then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. And then James 4:10 says, humble yourselves before Yahweh, and he will exalt you. And no matter what you think about fasting, no matter what you've heard, you know, we can't be scared of taking this step of faith and going with missing a meal or going with missing several meals in a row. And it teaches us all in the scriptures, so many verses about this and about the fasting until their prayers were answered or so on. And again, the scriptures give the times that we should, certain times for resting our bodies, externally and internally. And he calls his people to fast. But it's not only the set calendar times. It's also the times in our lives of distress and grief. Times when we're not hearing clearly from him. Times when things seem to be overtaking us. Just to be still and know that he is Yahweh. It says in Judges 20, verse 26, then all the people of Israel, the whole army, went up and came to Bethel and wept. They sat there before Yahweh and fasted that day until evening and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before Yahweh. They came together in a complete corporate fast. And corporate fasting is all throughout the scriptures about how powerful that was. We've even seen it with those that weren't Yahweh's people in Nineveh, with Jonah, how the whole nation fasted and repented at the same time. Not only does fasting and prayer go together, but fasting and repentance are powerful as well. All understand fasting is such a powerful, powerful tool that we can use to enhance Yahweh's wonderful gifts that he has offering to us. And when it talks about faith in the scriptures and a faith of the mustard seed and doing, we have the ability to do all things that was available to Yeshua and even greater things. We have to understand that fasting was one of the most important ways to get there. 2 Samuel 3:35 says, then all came down and urged David to eat something while it was still day. But David took an oath. My Elohim, deal with me. Be it ever so severely, if I tasted bread or anything else before the sun sets. David fasted maybe more than anyone else that you could read about in the scriptures. And he was called to have a heart of Yahweh. We see scripture, whether it's personal or corporately, how they fasted. 1 Samuel 31:13 says, then they took the bones and buried them under the tamarisk tree in Jebush, and they fasted 7 days. It was a time of mourning. It was a time for grief and distress. They fasted. So not only was fasting used as a way to communicate with our Creator through prayer, it was also something that was used during times of grief and distress. It was used corporately during these times and personally. When we talk about repentance in the scriptures, and it says in the scriptures, repentance brings refreshing. To fast and repent in a combination brings the best refreshing you could ever imagine. And the power that comes along with that. 1 Samuel 7:6 says, when they had assembled in Mizpah, they drew water and poured it out before Yahweh. On that day they fasted and they confessed, we have sinned against Yahweh. Now Samuel was serving as leader of Israel at Mizpah. Joel 2:12-13 says, yet even now, declares Yahweh, return to me with your heart, with fasting and weeping and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to Yahweh your Elohim, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. And he relents over disaster. So we say, they're called. It says, return to me with all your heart and with fasting. So when we understand what repenting is, it's not just some tears coming down our eyes. It's changing our mind to come to have our, make our decision. We're going to do things a little different. We're gonna think about things different because it starts in the mind and our actions would follow. But we concentrated with fasting. We're going to make this oath and we're not going to be relying on food. We're going to connect with Yahweh and understand the nourishment that He gives us, not just from food, but beyond even that. The spiritual nourishment. So powerful to overcome all things. It says in Nehemiah 9, 1 and 2, "Now on the 24th day of this month, the people of Israel were assembled with fasting and sackcloth and with earth on their heads. And the Israelites separated themselves from all foreigners and stood, confessed their sins and iniquities of their fathers." So fasting and prayer, fasting during times of grief, fasting and repentance. Fasting is an essential part of being a believer. And most so-called believers today, and most Christians today, don't have any knowledge about fasting. They actually run from the idea. They don't even want to talk about it. When's the last time you heard a full teaching about fasting? There's certainly no mega churches teaching about fasting. No, they're trying to feed everybody the physical food, the physical junk food, the things that are going to keep you from communicating with Yahweh. But we have to understand the strength that comes along with overcoming temptation and dedicating yourself to Yahweh through fasting. And everything that comes along with that. And we think about and we have to understand the example Yeshua set. In Matthew 4 verses 1 to 11, it says, "Then Yeshua was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry." Yeshua, our Messiah, fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And I'm not telling everyone right now you need to do that immediately in your life. But we certainly have the capability of doing all things Yeshua has done and even greater, as it says in the scriptures. We can't even do a fast, or we think we can't even do a fast for a couple of hours by missing one meal, or by missing food for one day, or for 1 week. And we have the capability to go months without food. And Yeshua sets the example here. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of Man, tell these stones to become bread." And Yeshua answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes to the mouth of Yahweh." That's what we have to understand. He gives us water that we won't thirst. He gives us food that we won't go hungry. That's the spiritual nourishment that he gives us and promises us. It says, "Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of Yahweh, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written." He replied, "He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against them." And Yeshua said, "It is also written, do not put Yahweh your Elohim to the test." Again, the devil took to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world in splendor. "And I will give them to you," and he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." And Yeshua said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship Yahweh your Elohim and serve him only." And the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him. That was during a 40-day fast. A 40-day fast. It seems unthinkable to a believer today that they can do something like that. And the world says and science says, no, you can't go without food for a day. But Yahweh says, Yeshua went 40 days. We have the capability to do a lot more than we're even trying to accomplish. And we understand the discipline that it gives us to understand. I mean, from personal fasting, from reading testimonials of other The connection with Yahweh and through fasting and prayer is, to me, the number one benefit of fasting. The cleansing of the physical body and healing is another tremendous benefit I get out of fasting, and you will as well. But to understand discipline, and Yah's word, it says in 1 Corinthians 9:27, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest preaching to others I myself should be disqualified. And in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, do you know that your bodies are temples of the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from Yahweh? You are not your own, you were bought with a price. Therefore, honor Yahweh with your bodies. Take your focus and your mind off the food and focus on Him. Focus on Him. And I cannot leave out again, because I told you just a moment ago, when you do this, the power that comes from prayer is just absolutely unimaginable, how prayers get answered when you attach fasting to it. You know, and you see the disciples had problems doing the great works that Yeshua said that they can do and be able to do. In Matthew 17:21, it even talks about it. It says, but this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Except by prayer and fasting. And just remember, so even the demons listen to Yahweh, and you can connect and be part of that when you're fasting. You're showing the power. You're breaking that chain of spiritual warfare when you're so focused on food and distracted from the power that Yahweh has offering to all of us. Many of us have situations where we're praying about and we want to sincerely hear from Yahweh. But again, complete prayers will lead to incomplete answers. Incomplete prayers will lead to incomplete answers. Complete prayers will lead to complete answers, and much quicker and much more powerful. And all that's needed is to take our focus off the physical food and just focus on Yahweh and let Yahweh take over. And trust Him. He offers us a future and a hope. He's not gonna let you suffer. Trust Him and listen to Him. I said it before and I'll say it again. There's no clearer way you can hear Yahweh than when you're doing a voluntarily fast and making that dedication to Him. Ezra 8:23 says, so we fasted and petitioned our Elohim about this, and He answered our prayer. He answered our prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And it's not only in distress and times of trouble or times we need answered prayer to fast, but when we praise Him, to praise Him with so much joy. There's so many reasons all throughout the scriptures to cease from eating food, to experience the blessing and the instruction that comes along with this. In Luke 2:37 it says, and then as a widow until she was 84, she did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer day and night. Wow. Wow. Fasting and praying day and night. How powerful is that? Amazing, amazing, absolutely amazing. And we look at these things. We look at the guidance that helps us. If you have an important decision to make in your life, you really want to come to the true answer and hear from our wonderful Creator what He's saying, how He wants us to do something, how He wants us to get it done, I call you and implore you to fast upon Him. To fast upon Him. It says in Acts 3:13:2, while they were worshiping Yahweh and fasting, the Ruach Kodesh, Holy Spirit, set apart from me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them. They were fasting and praying. Acts 14:23, Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them each in the church, with prayer and fasted, committed them to Yahweh, in whom they had put their trust. And James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask Yahweh, who gives generously and without reproach, and it will be given. Separating yourself from the distractions of this world, from physically separating yourself from the world, from your hunger and everything else and everything that ceases, get rid of everything that's distracting you and draw near to Yahweh if you want Him to draw near to you, to purify your heart, to bring you closer to Him. As it says in Romans 12:2, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, pleasing to Yahweh, and not doing the things of the patterns of this world, but transforming your mind. So many people today have something called comfort food. Comfort food. When something's going wrong in their life, they need comfort. So they run to food to give them comfort and get comfort from food. Well, people call the Rahadakodesh Holy Spirit the comforter. He comforts us when we go to Him and not to that food. That food is not the comfort food of Yahweh. Again, Yahweh gives us nourishment and food for wonderful pleasure, but the true pleasure we should have is knowing that that food doesn't have control over us. We have control over it. And we could break all addictions, whether it's from food, whether it's from drugs, whether it's from porno stuff and all this other wicked stuff of the world, whether it's from cursing, lying, and stealing, and all these attributes of the enemy and everything else, by simply praying and fasting. From a physical standpoint, 3 days of fasting will completely change our body on a chemistry level and will help us begin to break those addictions that are physically tormenting us. And from a spiritual standpoint, with the authority and the power of Yeshua, the demons cannot stand up against His name and cannot stand up against His power. When we use it to its fullest ability, and not by us using it to its fullest ability, it means fasting and praying at the same time. The majority of you listening today can certainly physically, safely go and miss a meal. And instead of eating that meal, pray. And if we can get into the regular habit of doing something like that, skipping a meal on a daily basis and praying instead, or even on a weekly basis, taking one day and maybe missing one or two meals. Or how about a monthly basis, going a day or two with no food at all and just water? Or maybe on a yearly time doing one special fast for maybe a whole week or something. Start with a meal and pray about that. And ask our Creator to show you if He wants you to keep you going more and wants to keep you going longer. And make that happen. We have the capability to do that. And it's a beautiful thing to connect with our wonderful Creator while we're in a stage of fasting. And I promise you, after the first couple of days of fasting, maybe after 3 days, you begin to lose your physical hunger. Because it's not true hunger. Remember, there's a difference between fasting and starvation. And the human body can go months before it even comes close to starvation. But as long as we're nourishing ourselves with clean water, we can last a very, very long time with no physical substance. You start off with prayer. Ask our Creator to prepare you for this. Just tell Him, pray to Him that you want to do a fast. Ask Him to help you to focus on His word, to take away all temptations of food from the smells and the visual of food. Ask Him to help you with that. And that spiritual battle is going to be strong. But we have to stop making an idol out of food. And we have to use the full power that our Creator designed us to live with and experience the joy that comes along with that. It says, you will be able to test and approve what Yahweh's will is, pleasing and His perfect will. And His will is given us through the perfect example of His holy word. And His holy word calls us and talks us to about fasting. Even in the scriptures throughout our Creator's calendar on Yom Kippur, He literally says that my people should abstain from food for one complete day. Everybody that calls himself a Christian or a believer or a follower of Yeshua, since the time they first read the scriptures, if you're following the scriptural command, you're abstaining from food at least one day a year during Yom Kippur. That's not a Jewish day. That's a biblical day, according to our Creator's biblical calendar. But He gives us the times of the Sabbaths and the new moons and appointed times to draw close to Him. And what a wonderful time that is to cease from food each month or each week. It's a beautiful thing. And I pray we could all feel the blessings of this. I personally have had my ups and downs in life. And the ups always came when I was fasting. Physically, the healing. Spiritually, the connecting with Yahweh. And the answered prayers. The answered prayers that came by me fasting and praying and by me hearing from our Creator more at those times than ever before in my life. And the testimonials from others around me that are close to me that have done this same thing. Experienced firsthand the power of fasting and praying and fasting and repenting of fasting and getting our lives in order and not focusing on food. And I implore you to incorporate this more in your life. To pray together about this. To do corporate fast. To do personal fast. And to get more involved in it. And as you go in and listening to other pastors and people that are teaching the scriptures, if they're not explaining the power that comes along with fasting, or talking about fasting in a positive way, or talking of fasting not at all, you need to question who you're listening to. So thank you everybody for listening to this. And I pray that you can feel the full power of Yahweh's blessings and His gifts through fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day everybody. Yahweh be with you this day and always. And shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-22470. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life. So you're pregnant and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-3168.
I want everyone to mark their calendar for Thursday, May 7th. The National Day of Prayer was instituted under President Reagan, and it is observed on the first Thursday of May every year. Put May 7th on the calendar at 6 p.m. at the Mid-Florida Event Center in Port St. Lucie to come together with their families, with their children, with their neighbors to join us for the National Day of Prayer by taking time out of their schedules and making it a point to be here on May 7th.